Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. You know, today's message is, do you got milk? Do you got milk? You know, there's a lot of controversy going on around this nation about raw milk. And did you know that few people are aware that raw milk obtained from grass-fed cows is a totally complete and balanced food that, if needed, you could live on exclusively? It's amazing how the cow is also self-sustaining, as she can live on grass and still supply you with milk and a calf every year. Do you got milk? What kind of milk are you drinking today? You know, there's a very controversial issue of pasteurized milk and raw milk, and there's people that are selling raw milk that are being raided by police, and they're going to jail for selling raw milk. So why is the FDA scared of people with raw milk? You know, the cow is a truly amazing animal, and the milk she provides will benefit your health in numerous ways. Let's just take a look at just a few of the health benefits obtained from raw milk from a grass-fed cow. Raw cow's milk has all 20 of the standard amino acids. Raw milk contains lactoferrin, which is an iron-building protein for improving absorption of iron and also anti-cancer properties. Contains CLA, or conjugated linoleic acid, or polyunsaturated omega-6 fatty acid, which has many health benefits such as raising the metabolic rate, strengthening the immune system, and lowering food allergy reactions, and is also a cancer-fighting agent, among other things. You know, there's a lot of benefits in raw milk. It contains vitamins and minerals, including calcium, which has many benefits in itself, including reduction in cancer, lower risk of osteoporosis, higher bone mineral density, strong teeth, and lowered risk of kidney stones. It also has fully intact and functional enzymes, and it contains beneficial bacteria. So did you know right now that less than 1% of the milk consumers in the United States is raw? So the majority of the milk that we are drinking are pasteurized milk. And I wonder today what the Bible would have to say about milk. Did the people in the Bible, did they drink raw milk, or did they drink pasteurized milk? And why is there such a threat of raw milk, when actually raw milk, according to my understanding, is very healthy for you? And so why are people being arrested for using and selling raw milk? Well, you know, in Genesis 18:8, the Jews, they used to use milk as food. He took curds and milk and the calf which he had prepared and placed it before them. And he was standing up. He was standing by them under the tree as they ate. So he took curds and milk and the calf which he had prepared and he placed it before them. And he was standing by them under the tree as they ate. What did they eat? Well, they ate the curds of the milk. They ate the milk curd, sort of like eating cottage cheese today. In Judges 5:25, he said he asked for water, and she gave him milk. And a magnificent bowl, she brought him curds. So usually what would happen, and could you imagine the desert, unless they somehow was boiling this milk over cow dung, you would assume that this milk, and back in that day they had no refrigerators, you have to assume that this milk was raw milk. You have to assume back in the Bible they were using raw milk. Yes. You know, and there's a lot of different kinds of milk that the Jewish people use in the Bible. And one of them, of course, they use it of cows. Deuteronomy 32:14, there was curds of cows and milk of the flock, which fat of lambs and rams and the breed of Bashan and goats, which the finest of the wheat and of the blood, the grapes they drank of the wine. But the different kinds of milk in the Bible was the cow milk, the camel, the goats, or the sheep milk. So basically they would drink cows, camels, goats, or sheep milk. And pretty much, to my understanding, this was raw milk that they were drinking, ladies and gentlemen. It was all about raw milk. It was raw milk. In 1 Samuel 6:7, now therefore take and prepare a new cart and two milch cows in which there has never been a yoke, and hitch the cows to the cart and take their calves home away from them. On Genesis 32:15, 30 milking camels and their colts, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 female donkeys and 10 male donkeys. Yes, there was 30 milking camels in Genesis 32:15. So therefore, the Jewish people, they drew milk out of camels. They just didn't have the milk of the cows, but they had camel milk. Yes, and very interesting today, the controversy on raw milk, it has to be established on what is the biblical understanding of this raw milk, and is it against God's principle to drink raw milk? And according to my understanding, there's actually more nutrients in raw milk than there is pasteurized milk. And under pasteurized milk, they're taking out the essential amino acids. They're taking out the essential iron-building proteins. They're taking out the essential absorptions of iron. And all these anti-cancer properties are being taken out. And all these anti-cancer fighting agents are being taken out of our milk today. Because I believe today that in the Bible, they used to be able to live off raw milk. And you're going to see as I go back down, one of the epistles says this. It says, how many of you are going to live on raw milk? And why don't you start eating the meat, referring to as the scripture? But you could literally live off the milk. You could literally just eat the milk and the curds of the milk and live off it. And can you imagine a hot desert? All you got to do is drink a glass of milk and you'd be filled right up. Not only did they take milks of cows and camels, but also of goats. In Proverbs 27:27, there will be goat's milk enough for your food, for the food of your household, and sustenance for your maidens. What did they say? How are they going to feed themselves? Off goat's milk. That was enough for their food. They were living off goat's milk. Literally, they were living off the milk of the goats. And of course, in Deuteronomy 32:14, curds of cow and milk of the flock with fat of lambs and rams, the breed of Bashan and goats, with the fineness of the wheat and the blood of grapes, you drank wine. So there was sheep milk. They would eat the curds of the cow and the milk of the sheep. Very interesting. The Bible talks a lot about milk, and there's a huge controversy in America today, and people are going to jail for drinking raw milk or selling raw milk. And it's really sad in our society of America today that our society has come to arrest people for drinking raw milk. This is happening to the Amish people. This is happening to farmers, organic farmers out in California, in Ventura County. It's happening all over the United States. People are getting arrested for drinking raw milk. And to my understanding, the Bible talks all about raw milk. The truth of the matter is, America has become the enemy of the cross. And anything healthy, they become the enemy of. They want to take anything that is good, anything that is pure, yes, and milk is one of those substances that they want to control. They want to pasteurize all the milk, when actually raw milk is actually truly better for you. I remember growing up in a farm. I used to drink right off. I worked on a dairy farm, and I remember I used to take that cream right off that milk, and that was high in protein, very good for you. And this raw milk that's straight from the cow was actually really good for you. In Proverbs 27, 23 and 27, "And there will be goat's milk enough for your food, for the food of your household and sustenance of your maidens." You know, once again, the goat's milk was enough for the food. It was enough just to live directly off milk itself. And the truth of the matter is, you can literally live off milk. The Bible says that you can literally live off milk, and milk is definitely, especially raw milk, is definitely very good for you. And I think the Bible is very clear on that. You got to ask yourself the question: are these people living in these caves or these rock-like homes? They didn't have refrigerators. They didn't have refrigerators. So literally, what they would have to do once they got the milk, they would have to drink it right after. So they would go out to the cow, go out to the sheep, go out to the camel, and they would milk. They would get milk, and then they would drink the milk right after. Isaiah 7:21-22, "And because of the abundance of the milk produced, he will what? Eat the curds. For everything that is left within the land will eat curds and honey." So what were they eating? Well, they were eating the milk, the curds. It became hard. It was like cottage cheese. Literally, the Jewish people in the Bible lived off milk curds. They lived off the milk. This was raw milk that they literally lived off. In 1 Corinthians 9:7, "Who at any time serves as a soldier of his own expenses, who plants a vineyard and does not eat the fruit of it, or who tends a flock and does not use the milk of the flock." Very important that people would not only have the flock, but they would drink the milk of the flock. Could have been sheep, goats, camels, or cows. But they would drink raw milk. Raw milk. You know, raw milk is very, very good for you. It contains vitamins and minerals, including calcium, which has many benefits in itself, including the reduction of cancer and the lower risk of osteoporosis and higher bone mineral density, strong teeth, and lower risk of kidney stones. Raw milk is actually very healthy for you. Yes, God said, God told the Israelites that they were going to go to the land of what? Milk and honey. In Exodus 3:8. Exodus 3, verse 8 and 17. "So I have come down to deliver them from the power of the Egyptians and to bring them up to the land, to a good and spacious land, to a land flowing with milk and honey, to a place of the Canaanites and the Hittites and the Amorites and the Perizzites and the Hivites and the Jebusites." This land was flowing with milk and honey. You can imagine rivers of milk flowing down in this land. In Joshua 5:6, "For the sons of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness until all the nations, that is the men of war who came out of Egypt, perished because they did not listen to the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord had sworn, and he would not let them see the land which the Lord has sworn to their fathers." Yes, the land flowing with milk and honey. Just to let you know, unpasteurized whey protein is definitely a lot more healthier than pasteurized whey protein. And you can imagine these warriors and these soldiers, they had to literally get their strength from raw milk. They had to get their strength from raw milk. And in this raw milk, they were able to defeat their enemies. So in their diet, they're literally living off this curds of milk. Curds of milk and cheese. So in this diet that they were taking, they had enough strength to defeat their enemies. So what kind of milk were they drinking? Or is actually raw milk? This was raw milk directly from the animal itself, which provided them the strength to defeat the armies when they went into the land of Canaan. But this milk was also made into butter. In Proverbs 30:33, for the churning of milk produced butter, and pressing the nose brings forth blood, so the churning of anger produces strife. So not only did they take these curds of the milk, but they made butter out of it. They've also made cheese in Job 10:10. Did you not pour me out like milk and curdle me like cheese? So was this milk pasteurized? Did they literally boil this milk on a fire? Did they literally boil the milk on a fire? You know, I'm pretty sure back in that day, producing a fire was a big deal. And very difficult because they didn't have matches. So it had to have been a lot harder to start a fire. So, to my understanding, majority of this milk was raw. Now, they could have boiled the milk. They could have. It is a possibility that that could happen. The Bible's not clear on just how, if they drink boiled milk, but to my understanding, majority of this milk that they ate was curds. Not only did they make this milk out of butter, and they made the milk out of cheese, and they drank the milk of the cow, the camel, the goats, the sheep, but some of this milk they also stored in bottles. In Judges 4:19, he said to her, please give me a little water to drink, for I am thirsty. So she opened a bottle of milk and gave him a drink when she covered him. Now, what was this bottle of milk like? Well, it wasn't the same kind of bottled milk that we would get today. I don't even think it was a glass bottle. It probably was some kind of clay jar. I imagine it was some kind of clay jar that that when she went out, she would put the milk, the cow's milk, the camel's milk, and she would put it in this bottle. And I don't believe this bottled milk was frozen, and nor do I believe it was pasteurized. I believe this was raw milk that she was storing, and that she did give give him to drink. So the Bible talks a lot about milk and raw milk, and it's really sad in America today when people are getting arrested for drinking raw milk, when studies have shown that raw milk is very beneficial to the body. And you should have a choice to be drinking raw milk or pasteurized milk. That should be your choice to decide. It really should be your choice to decide what you're going to drink, raw milk or pasteurized milk. But believe it or not, milk was a blessing in God's day. And in Genesis 49:12, it says his eyes are dull from wine and his teeth white from milk. So, yes, you have heard it over and over again that milk does the body good, and yes, milk does make your teeth white. That's what the Bible says, that milk does make your teeth white. There's a lot of other blessings of the gospel when it comes to milk. In Isaiah 55:1, ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Very interesting. God says, you know what? Wine comes from grapes, and that doesn't cost anything because wine comes from grapes. And it doesn't cost anything for milk because cows just eat off the grass. And God is saying, come, all you are thirsty, come to the waters. Milk was something natural, something raw. It was something that came directly from the Lord. Raw milk was very good for the body. It gave you protein and enzymes, and it gave you all the nutrients that your body needed and all the minerals that your body needed. This raw milk only came from God and God alone. And he said, come and drink this milk without any cost. Why? Because there was no cost in raising cattle. All you had to do is have the land, and basically the cattle would just eat, or the camel or the goat would just eat off the land. In Joel 3:18, and in that day the mountains will drip with sweet wine, and the hills will flow with milk. Very interesting. And all the brooks of Judah will flow with water. And it said here, it said the hills will flow with milk like rivers. I mean, milk was something very precious of the Lord. Raw milk was very precious of the Lord. If it would flow like a river, that means milk was a source of strength. It was a source of life, just like water was a source of life. The hills will flow with milk. Basically, another term, there would be cattle on the hills. There would be so many cattle on the hills, and it would flow the milk. And the spring will go out from the house of the Lord to water the valley of Shittim. Yes, the truth of the matter is, I don't know what else to tell you, but raw milk was very important in the Bible. Raw milk was very important in the Bible. Yes, it's really sad to me today that so many people have not understood the value of raw milk, and it's really sad to me when I see people getting arrested for drinking raw milk. And it's pretty sad in America today when farmers are literally being arrested for drinking and selling raw milk, when this is very natural into the Bible, very natural into God. You know, the first principle of God's Word in 1 Corinthians 3:2 says this, I gave you milk to drink, not solid food, for you were not yet able to receive it. Indeed, even now you are not yet able to. Well, they didn't really need solid food. They didn't really need the solid food. They could have lived right off milk. They were sustained off milk. Milk was enough for them to live on. Goat's milk, camel milk, so they didn't need it. And a lot of them probably couldn't afford to go to the solid food. I understand the scripture, it's talking about the depths of the scripture. That, you know, they're looking at it like baby drinking milk. But milk, that was a source of food. That was a source of food which they ate the curds of the milk. And basically, the principles of God's Word is to say, hey, let's get off the milk and let's eat something more solid. Let's get more in depth into the Scripture. But the truth of the matter is, the curds of the milk was all they needed to sustain. In Hebrews 5:12, for though by this time you ought to be teachers, you have need gain for something to teach you the elementary principles of the oracles of God, and you have come to need milk and not solid food. Once again, milk was it was supposed to substitute. Milk was supposed to substitute your hunger, but it wasn't supposed to give you, apparently in this scripture, the full nourishment. You needed solid foods. Somebody said that back in that time, you couldn't just drink meat with milk. You could either have milk or meat. You couldn't have both. You're either going to drink milk or you're going to eat meat. So, very interesting in 1 Peter 2:2, like newborn babies long for a pure milk of the Word, so that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. Yes, the truth of the matter is, raw milk was very important in the Bible. I don't understand today why people are being arrested for drinking raw milk, and for me, it's a wrong thing that's happening in America. And, you know, I'm really, really sad. I'm really sad that this is happening. But what is the wealth to some of the Gentiles? Well, in Isaiah 60:16, you will also suck the milk of nations and suck the breast of the kings. Then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty Ones of Jacob. Very interesting. God is saying that the Gentiles will be sucking milk from kings. And they will be sucking milk from nations. They are a bunch of milk suckers. I'm sure the milk that they were sucking from other nations were raw milk. Very interesting that these nations was going to support the Gentiles, that they were going to feed and strengthen. Basically, God is saying, you're going to get your strength from other people. You're going to get your strength from other nations. You're going to suck on that milk. You're going to suck on their milk. You're going to suck on their cattle, their camels, their goats. Yes, although at this time less than 1% of the milk consumed in the United States is raw, those who have been drinking and reaping the benefits are gaining in numbers, and more people are realizing the huge benefits and switching from the pasteurized dead milk found in stores to the healthy benefits of raw milk. Jesus Christ drank raw milk. That's the truth. Jesus Christ drank raw milk. The Bible is very clear that raw milk existed. Jesus Christ drank raw milk. Raw milk is very good for you. There should be nothing wrong with drinking raw milk. And, of course, the pasteurized milk, a lot of people call that dead milk. Either way, there's nothing wrong with drinking pasteurized or raw milk. But if you want the nutrients and the benefits that comes from the Holy Word of God, raw milk is the way to go. Yes, the Bible talks a lot about raw milk. America, we need to really pray about what we're doing in this country. Let's restore raw milk back in America. Let's restore raw milk back to the farmers. Let's have little more understanding of the Word of God, America. We have denied American people with so much. We've denied American people of our freedoms. You have denied the American people of the right to choose. The American people have the right to choose between raw milk and pasteurized milk. Are you guys ready to fly high today? Jesus Christ would drink raw milk. Jesus Christ would drink raw milk.